know what you're talking about. Who's he talking?
Why are you talking to me?
How does he make his
voice? You don't have any idea what you're talking about.
That's what I'm talking about!
Talking is what we're talking about on a free-for-all Friday on Classic Hits 98.9 WJEZ. I'm Todd Weinbrenner, and in the studio with me is Kat. How are you, Kat?
I'm lovely. How are you?
I'm doing fine, because it turns out it is National Junk Food Day.
Oh, this nobody, is your day. You no, should have the day off.
Nobody told me. And this is what I told the listeners earlier is every day is Junk Food Day.
Yes.
So how can you have a National Junk Food Day? I don't know, but we'll take advantage of it.
We shall.
And we are going to talk about Kat's culinary expertise. She's been cooking for a long time.
Yeah.
And we are going to make some suggestions. Now, we were involved earlier this week out at the Livingston County Ag Fair. We're going to be out there again today with the Fun Friday Patrol. We're going to be doing some broadcasting out there. So it's going to be a lot of fun. And I thought it would be good if we came up with some suggestions for ways to enhance the culinary side of the Livingston County Ag Fair.
Okay.
So I got some suggestions from things they serve at the Texas State Fair.
Okay.
Because Texans are willing to put things in their mouths that perhaps the rest of us aren't. So they try some things. And these are 25 different deep-fried foods from the Texas State Fair. We may not cover all 25, but they have tried some crazy stuff, just keeping the deep fryers going and dipping stuff in batter. Deep-fried bubble gum has been served at the Texas State Fair. I don't know about that.
I don't chew bubble gum anyway, so no, I wouldn't buy it.
It turns out it's mostly not bubble gum. It's actually bubble gum-flavored marshmallows, which makes a certain amount more sense to me. But they batter it, deep-fry it, and sprinkle it with Chiclets.
Okay, but do you chew it? Do you eat it? What do you do?
And what's left of a marshmallow if you try to deep fry it?
Well, yeah.
Marshmallows dissolve enough just when you set them on fire in the campfire.
They do.
Know?
That's true.
I can't imagine they take the grease very well, but they've done it. So,
hey.
And the one that's always amazed me, Texas is not alone in this one. They serve deep fried butter.
What do you do with it? Like, you're not going to just pop it like a cheese ball.
I wouldn't think, but you never know. Some people really like butter, and it is. It's just frozen balls of butter, and they dip them in batter, and they fry them, and serve them with dipping sauce.
So that you do just eat it. No.
Evidently.
Mm-mm.
Just take those little packets like you get at the restaurants and just throw the whole thing in the deep fryer and see how it turns out.
I'm just going to throw a stick in there.
Yeah, why not? You know, you could have serve it on a bun. Call it a
butter burger.
A butter
dog. Oh, wait, that's already been done.
A butter dog or something.
Yeah, there you go.
Deep fried beer has been tried.
Well, you coat your fish in it and beer batter it.
Well, that's
true. Is
that
what this is?
That's not really. They take a little ravioli-style pocket, and they actually fill it with beer, and then they fry that so that you get the hot beer exploding into your mouth as you eat it. This is how it was described to me. I've never had it.
I want to drink my beer.
And I don't want it hot.
No, I want it as cold as you can get it.
I don't want it at 375 degrees,
no.
You know.
No.
I don't know.
So far, I'm not buying anything that they're selling in Texas.
I'll tell you what, and I like fried food, so, you know, for me to say, no, I don't want it, I'm with you, though. These do not sound too exciting. Peanut butter banana cheeseburgers have been served.
I have been to an establishment recently that does have that.
They have that?
Uh-huh.
Deep fried.
And grilled peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. And, our coworker, Katie, just did grilled spaghetti sandwiches.
Grilled spaghetti?
And
she posted
a picture and the spaghetti was creeping out of it.
Now, I have seen things where people take things like spaghetti and they'll generally coat them in some kind of batter or an egg or something and turn that into the bread. You know what I mean? They throw that on a griddle and it cooks up as a solid mass. And then you put stuff in between it.
No,
I don't. I'm with you.
But peanut butter banana cheeseburger, I would try that. I love peanut butter and banana.
I just don't know about a deep fried burger. It just seems like it would be a little overwhelming.
That's true.
We will leave it to the masters. I didn't think I would like deep fried Oreos either, but I tried them once and that was a mistake because I love them.
Oh.
Deep fried Oreos are phenomenal if you've never tried one. What I didn't realize is the way the Oreo kind of disintegrates. I always imagined it was a crunchy cookie inside a gushy fried outside.
Uh-huh.
But no.
Oh.
The as the Oreo fries, it turns all gushy too. So it's just this incredible.
But it is battered.
Yeah.
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 I was going to say, it have to be. All this stuff has to be battered.
Yeah, because it's got to hold together somehow.
Right.
But, man, you eat the deep fried Oreo, and that's that is something to behold as it just kind of rolls across your taste buds, you know. Jelly Belly jelly beans have been dipped in the deep fryer.
I do love Dr. Pepper Jelly Bellies. I'm not going to lie. Love them.
Well, this sounds more like a donut to me because they say it's batter with Jelly Belly jelly beans mixed in.
So it's kind of like a fritter then.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
And that's not that unusual. There used to be, I have no idea who these people were, but they ran a trailer, the kind of thing you see at fairs, and they would always come to the Heart of Illinois Fair over in Peoria.
Uh-huh.
And they sold something called Swedish Fat Balls. And a Swedish fat ball was just an enormous gob of dough about the size of a baseball, maybe a little bigger. And then they had all these jellies, and if you ordered one, they would take one of these balls, and they had no flavoring in them per se.
Okay.
They would cut them open and just lay them open like a bun and then slap all this heavy jelly in there and serve it to you. Oh, it's phenomenal.
That's strange.
I never heard of it before or since, but they call them Swedish fat balls.
Swedish fat balls.
I said, well, you're going to make me fat. I'll tell you later about
it. I mean, I'd try it.
Would you try deep-fried pizza is the question. And this is not a manipulation. These are people who actually take a slice of pizza, dip it in breading, and fry it.
I am a purist. Okay. So I'm going to eat pizza the way I feel it should be eaten, and I'm going to do my spaghetti the same way. Certain things I'll venture out. Like, okay. I'd do the Oreo, Snickers.
Okay.
But no.
And I'll tell you what, I'm not that interested in what they describe here, but I think if you took pizza ingredients and mixed them in a batter and served it to me as a ball of stuff with sauce and cheese on top of it, I would eat that.
Oh, sure you would.
I mean, that sounds
fine.
Yeah,
it'd be like a ball of crust with the...
Exactly.
Yeah.
You got your bread.
It'd be like a pizza roll.
There you go. Yeah, we'll do that.
Yeah.
Next station gathering, we will bring the deep fryer.
Ooh.
We will be ready to go.
I'll bring my husband because he loves to deep fry.
Here is one that will probably kill you if you even eat it. Pecan pie deep fried.
Oh, gosh.
You probably shouldn't eat pecan pie anyway unless you're in extraordinarily good health.
Because
that is a whack on your system, but it's delicious.
I never appreciated my grandma's pecan pie until she wasn't around to make it anymore.
I got to say, it's good. I'm not supposed to eat it. I generally, if it's available at a holiday gathering, I will take a tiny little sliver of it.
Yes.
And that's as much as I should eat because
yes.
It's a lot of sugar. Deep-fried Pop-Tarts.
Ooh.
Yes, they are available. It's just about hard to believe that there are alternate ways to cook a Pop-Tart, but there you go.
Do you typically eat your Pop-Tart toasted or cold?
You know, when I was a kid, I always wanted them toasted.
Uh-huh.
But when I became an adult,
you didn't have time for
that. I didn't want to mess with it. That's right. So I started eating them cold. I tend to like the frosted ones better. Frosted blueberry Pop-Tarts, to me, are the ideal Pop-Tart.
Well, we didn't have frosting. When we were kids, they weren't frosted.
Well, that's true, too.
It was just that dry.
And
so you had to toast them.
Sometimes, I think you're probably right.
Yeah.
And you had to wait for them to cool off, and they were more satisfying that way.
That burned the crap out of your mouth.
But the cinnamon ones, do you like the cinnamon Pop-Tarts?
Brown sugar and cinnamon,
yeah,
that one?
Uh-huh. Yeah. I was always hot and cold with that. Some days they would just be the most delicious thing on earth, and other days I'd be like, nah, I should have had blueberry.
Currently in my house we have chocolate fudge and s'more. My favorite is a frosted strawberry.
Yeah.
That's
also
favorite.
Very, very good.
Yes.
There is a, well, in fact, one of the things they list at these are all suggestions from the Texas State Fair, by the way. We're not saying that anybody should go out and prepare these things, but deep fried s'mores are part of it. Heck with the campfire. We're going to dip the s'mores in boiling grease and off we go. There is a place that serves a deep fried club salad.
Okay.
That is a spinach wrap filled with ham, bacon, cheese, chicken, tomatoes, shredded lettuce, and carrots, fried and served on a bed of lettuce.
I bet that doesn't sound too bad.
It sounds suspiciously like a spring roll to me or something like that.
Oh, yeah,
you
yeah,
know what
yeah.
I mean?
Like
so
an egg roll?
I agree with you. I bet it's delicious.
I bet it is, too. What about margaritas?
There you go. This one actually sounds like a clever way to implement it because... According to the experts, they take funnel cake batter and they make it with margarita mix and the, you know, like you would buy in the store.
Yes.
Then after they fry it, they soak it in margaritas again.
Oh.
And serve it in a salt-rimmed glass.
Mm. I'd try that.
I always like funnel cakes, except they're too huge. You know, I'm one of those people that eats half the funnel cake and says, man, I'm about funnel caked out.
Yeah.
And then it all goes in the trash can.
Yeah, and you've spent $20 on it.
Well, it's you're at the fair.
You know? You're supposed
having,
to.
Having some fun, you know. There are places where they serve deep-fried cheesecake.
Mm.
I don't know. Doesn't it have to be cold to be enjoyable as a cheesecake? I never tried it. I never thought about it.
I don't care. I love cheesecake, so I'll do it.
Okay.
I'll do it.
There were some award winners. Now, these figures are not from this year, so I don't even know if they've had the Texas State Fair this year. But award winners in the past have gone to the fried jambalaya. That had the best taste. And the fried bacon cinnamon roll.
Oh, you would get that.
Was considered the most creative.
Yeah, you would get that, I guarantee it.
I bet it would taste good.
I bet it would too.
The whole sweet and savory thing is very hot right now. And
yeah,
I don't know how you're going to go wrong with some bacon.
Well, you can't really go wrong with too many of these being fried. I mean, you just can't.
It's true.
Pumpkin
and of course,
pie. Mm.
Like people always point out, if you fry the things properly,
yes,
they don't come out loaded down with grease.
Right,
you know what
true.
I mean? The food yes. seals itself the minute it hits that hot oil.
That's right.
And so if you get really greasy food, it wasn't cooked right.
Yeah, you've over-fried it.
Or your oil was too cold or something.
Or your oil was too old. A lot of people leave it in that thing and then do it over and over again. Because getting good oil, if you want to get peanut oil or, you know, a good oil mm-hmm. for that, it ain't cheap.
That's true. But I am willing to say I don't eat fried food often enough. I will make the sacrifice because I can't stand that burnt taste. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
If the
oil turns even a little bit, I'm like, no.
It's got don't. To go.
There you go.
Yes.
There you go. Well, we're going to be out at the fair, Kat. What's going to be going on?
You know what? They have got the kitty tractor pull. It's at 4:30, so we'll be out there broadcasting live, making sure people are getting signed up for that. And then, of course, 3 o'clock. The SOCU Pontiac Branch and WJEZ Fun Friday Patrol hits the Midway. Todd, we have a very special guest coming with us.
Very cool.
Summer Santa.
Okay.
And he's loaded with great prizes. He's going to have Casey and the Sunshine Band tickets. He's going to have tickets or a pass for two to Fairbury American Legion Speedway. And the kiddies will enjoy an ice cream cone certificate courtesy of Dave's Supermarket.
That doesn't sound bad to me at
it
all.
It doesn't sound bad to me either.
It's going to be a fun day. That's later this afternoon at the Livingston County Ag Fair. We will be there. Kat, thanks for being here this morning.
Thanks for having me.
I'm Todd Weinbrenner. This is Jock Gibberish on Classic Hits 98.9 WJEZ.